joined on the call by the head coach of the New Hampshire Wildcats, Sean McDonald. Good morning, Coach McDonald.
Hey, Rob. How we doing?
Doing just fine. You guys go on the road in your conference opener and pick up a 39-17 win over Rhode Island. Had a big fourth quarter there to pull away. Give me your breakdown of the game on Saturday.
Well, thought it played out like most of our games this year. You know, we were in it early and played pretty well in the first, second, third quarter, and finally in the fourth quarter we found a way to finish a football game. I thought it was a good effort on both sides of the ball for us. I thought defensively, you know, we created three turnovers again. You know, we had an interception, caused a fumble as a guy was going in to score, which was a huge turnover in the game, I felt. And then we scored on defense in the fourth quarter with a fumble recovered by DeAndre Drummond and took it back in. I thought it was probably our best full game effort that we had all year. You know, we did some things that we need to do. A lot of things we still got to improve upon, but we got a little bit better as the game wore on. That was a good sign for all of us, especially playing on the road.
Hey, I was going to ask you about that. Obviously, after the disappointment of the Dartmouth game, how big for your team to go on the road and get a win?
Well, it was huge. You know, I mean, at this in our league, at our level, at any level, to be honest with you, it's, you know, how well can you play on the road and find ways to win and stay in games and finish games. And, you know, we didn't do it against Dartmouth. We hadn't done it really well last year. And, you know, it was a point of emphasis this year. And obviously when you go up to Dartmouth and you lose that way, that's a tough thing. But that being said, talked about a little bit last week, talked about going on the road to against a team that we felt has improved dramatically, you know, in a year since we played them, you know, and went out there and found a way to get a win, made some plays, and did some things that you need to do. Good special teams play, you know, secured the ball later in the game, which was good, and then got the ball out and scored on defense.
Start look at your offense a little bit. Trevor Knight, pretty solid day, 19 of 33, 207 yards. He did throw a couple of picks, but also two touchdowns, and then also ran it for 64 yards in the touchdown. How does he continue to develop?
Well, you know, we know the kid can run and throw. You know, we know the kid has that ability. The thing he has to learn is when to take it in and take it out. You know, and what I mean by that is where to put the ball. Make sure you make the right reads. Don't try to force things. I thought he did a really good job of throwing the ball away a couple of times in the game on Saturday, which is huge. And then I thought his presence in the pocket against some of the things he did, escape hatching, was really good for our offense. He got the ball to people in open spaces. You know, thought Dalton had another good game for us. Trayvon Bryant came in and gave us a spark. And then Neil O'Connor made some nice catches.
I was going to ask you about Neil. Six catches for 85 yards, and then also came up with a 2-point conversion pass on that muddle huddle play that you guys have.
Yeah.
Talk about his effort, and then talk a little bit about the conversion play.
Well, Neil's a talented athlete. You know, he was a receiver, running back, quarterback in high school, played all three positions. He's a kid, you know, who has poise and a little moxie about him that can make some plays. You know, it's things we've done over the past couple of years that have enabled us to put kids in that position. We trust him, and he made the right read on Saturday on the 2-point play. You know, snapped the ball directly to him. Knew it was going to be a run-pass option for him. Made a step, dropped back, and dropped the ball and threw it to Kyle Rice at our center. Just a kid that you trust doing those kind of things. And OC has a knack for being under control and being poised in those situations, and that's what he was on Saturday.
Switching over to the kind of the defensive side of the ball, you touched on Kyle Rice, along with catching that 2-point conversion pass, played pretty well, 7 tackles and 1.5 sacks. Talk about his effort on the defensive end.
Well, Kyle's a kid that just keeps getting better all the time for us. You know, he's a walk-on from in-state, and has done a terrific job of getting bigger and stronger in the weight room. Extremely smart kid, understands it, plays really hard, he's versatile. You know, he's a long snapper and a short snapper. You know, he can do things like we did with the 2-point with him. And another guy that's just not going to lose his composure, and he's going to have a lot of boys. He got to the quarterback on Saturday, did a really good job of working the technique we talked about in the week and finished some plays. He's one of those kids that we've made our living with in this program. And, you know, I'm excited to see how much he's improving week in and week out.
We're here with New Hampshire head coach Sean McDonald. If you have a question for Coach McDonald, just hit star 1 on your keypad. You guys get to come back home on Saturday, and William & Mary coming in, a William & Mary team that got knocked off by Elon on Saturday, as you started to prepare for the Tribe or look at the Tribe. What are some of the challenges that they present for your team?
Well, first it starts on the defensive side of the ball. You know, they are a very good defense. They have been very physical and very athletic getting to the ball over the past years against us. You know, I think it starts up front with Isaiah Stevens. I think the kid is a very, very physical kid inside. He is athletic enough to make plays. You know, I look at their secondary, and it starts with Trey Reed. You know, might be the best corner in the CAA. I think Corey Parker is a good football player. You know, you just watch them over the years, how they play the defensive game, and they get the ball, they fly the ball. They're very sound and well-coached. They understand what they have to do to win a football game and defend people. Now, on the offensive side, they got some weapons, you know, and you take a look at it, and it starts with their quarterback, Cluely. Steven's a hell of a football player. When he is dialed in to the things that they're doing, and when he is on target, he is as good as anybody in our league throwing the football, running the football, making plays with his feet and his arms. I really like, and I've always liked, Devontae Dedmon, you know, not only in just the regular receiving role where he can run routes, go by people, run the comebacks, get across the field, but anytime they're throwing the bubble screens or they're utilizing him running the speed sweeps. He is an offensive weapon, and, you know, the more you watch the tape, the more is the guy that you got to say, hey, that's one of the guys we got to stop. You know, on special teams, another guy that you're very, very, very aware of, returning kicks and going and returning punts. So, you know, you have a guy there that's very dynamic when he gets the ball in his hands. You know, don't know what the situation is at running back. I know one thing that Anderson, their running back number 23, had a tremendous year against us last year. Kendall was an all-conference 1,000-yard rusher. He was a man last year running the football. I think from what I hear, he's a little nicked up. He's going to get some shot, but I don't know what's up with Funderburk. But watching him on tape, you know, in the games he's played, another great running back in the history of what William & Mary has done. So you got two kids, Anderson and Funderburk. They're very, very good. I love their tight end, Kaskin. He's a multi-talented kid. He can catch, he can block, he can go into the backfield, be a fullback, H-back type of kid. And then I just look at Chris Durant, and I look at, you know, the 78 Jerry Ogui. I know I probably screwed that up. You know, these two guys are bookend tackles. You know, one 6'8", 305, the other 6'4", 310. They are big, big physical football players. They got a really good football team.
How much fun for you? You guys, you and Coach Laycock have certainly been doing this for a while and have had plenty of head-to-head matchups. How much fun to be able to go to head-to-head with him?
Well, it's been a lot more fun for him than it's been for me. You know, you watch what's going on over the years, and it's credit to what Jimmy does, credit to what his, you know, his program's all about. They're always well-coached, they're always well-prepared, but they always play hard, and that's the thing I appreciate about William & Mary. You know, and you know, again, they've gotten our number a bunch of times. We've had some close games with them. Got to find a way to win one. And, you know, this one is huge for us this weekend up here in Durham.
All right, Coach Mack. Thanks, as always, for your time this morning. And we'll talk to you again next Monday.
All right, Rob. Take care.
All right. Thank you.